Welcome back to Uncovered, the podcast. I just want to say before we get going on episode two that I'm so grateful for all the listeners I've had on my first episode. I didn't expect that at all, and I'm genuinely so grateful. And all the positive feedback I've had has honestly been mind-blowing to me, so thank you. How nervous I was to put it out there. Honestly, I didn't sleep the night before at all, but I'm so glad I did it. I hope to keep bringing you content you want to listen to. So, this episode I was joined by Hattie, who really brought anti-MLM content to the forefront of her TikTok and really puts out some amazing content on there. She's just launched a YouTube channel as well, which is so exciting. I'm so happy for her. This episode we had a good chat about IntelliTravel, as you could probably tell by the title. This is actually part one of an IntelliTravel mini-series, so I hope you enjoy it. Please listen in for a quick update at the end of the episode too, and I'll tell you what's to come on the podcast in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, thanks again, and I hope you enjoy. So, thank you for joining me anyway. I appreciate it.
It's all right. Thanks for having me on.
I love your TikToks.
Thank you.
A lot of them I use when I'm doing the research for my, like, you know, when I want to find out about a company. I know you'll have a TikTok on it. You'll have a video on there.
Yeah, it's on TikTok it's quite difficult to get the information into 60 seconds, but sometimes I do kind of 2-3 part videos.
Yeah.
But I've covered most of the big ones, I'd say. They're somewhere on there. Oh, yeah. Even if you have to scroll back a bit.
They're all on there. They're great. And congratulations on your first YouTube video as well.
Oh, thank you.
I watched that last night. That was a good one.
I have no idea what I'm doing with YouTube. Absolutely no idea. So, but I tried my best. I'm going to try and get a few more up as well. So,
and it was, yeah. It was really, I thought, really spot on with information on why you want to, you know, because you've never, I guess you've never been in an MLM, have you? That's one of the, and I think that's what something I discussed with Laura yesterday on her episode was I think the backlash people get from producing any content is, oh, you failed when you did an MLM and you were, you know, whatever MLM you were in, you weren't very good at it. That's why. But
yeah,
you were
in
one.
I still get those comments. I still get them. They assume that when you are anti-MLM, it's because you've been stung by one. You've had a bad experience with one. But yeah, I've never been in one. So I find it quite funny when they make those kind of comments.
Yeah, you've just got a genuine interest in how bad these companies are.
It's the research. Like, the research sends you down a rabbit hole. And once you have that moment and it kind of clicks of how unethical, how predatory they are, that's what kind of got me speaking about them. It was purely the research that I did.
Mm-hmm. And the research has led you somewhere else, hasn't it?
Yeah, so I've been offered a new job that I start in a couple of weeks' time. So that's exciting. And it's a research-based job. So
brilliant.
And that came about from my TikTok. So that's really exciting as well.
That must have been the weirdest experience, people. You know, like, I watch your TikToks.
It was so random. Like, when I had my first kind of interview with them, they were like, this is so random. We know this is random, but we felt like we wanted to speak to you. And then one thing led to another and they offered me the job. So, yeah, great. It's exciting.
Really exciting as well. Really, yeah. Really exciting. you know, you mentioned in your YouTube video as well, and I thought that was important to note, was your attitude towards the annoying girls. That I'm air quoting here, the annoying girls who, you know, message you, and that whole attitude's changed from the research you've been doing into these companies.
Absolutely. It's completely shifted. Like, I looked at the first, it wasn't even like an official anti-MLM video. It was kind of a joke, kind of TikTok trend video. And it was the first one I ever did, and it said, it had like a Gemma Collins audio in the background, and it was the one where she said, I am going to be a billionaire. And I put the caption as, I think it said, pyramid scheme girls when they sign up to sell fake perfume on Facebook. And it was That was before I'd done any research, and I was looking back at those kind of first videos I've done, and I was like, I was a bitch. Like, but now the having done the research and having that kind of eureka light bulb moment that most of the people in these companies are in fact victims. Mm-hmm. Some of them can be victims and perpetrators, but the majority, I think, are victims, and it's kind of really shifted my approach in the way that I put my content across.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. A lot more focusing on the facts than...
Yes.
Yeah.
Focusing more on kind of the facts, the statistics, and I talk about the companies a bit more generically, and I talk about the companies and the products and the business model. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll do kind of jokey TikTok trend videos again, because those are the type of videos that tend to do well on TikTok, but... I do them more generically. I would never say I would never pinpoint a person out. If I use examples of people's social media posts, I always keep them anonymous, regardless of what they're saying, who they are. But I think that's the best approach to have, because it shows that it's not a hate campaign against MLM distributors. It's an education campaign against the business model and the companies.
And I think anybody who... you don't want to word it, do you, falls for these schemes. Everyone's a victim of it, in a sense.
Yeah, people from all walks of life get sucked into these companies. I would never think someone is stupid for joining one. I'd never think they're an idiot. I have people message me all the time and say, oh, I was a part of FM Perfumes, I'm so embarrassed. And I'm like, don't be embarrassed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. So many people get dragged into them, and it's because you're told a lot of untruths. You can be told a lot of untruths when you're recruited, and that's how you get drawn into it.
Uh-huh, and you're going to believe what you're told. That's just human nature.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
My favourite ones you've done, and that's, I know that's what we said we'd talk about when you came on, was your IntelliTravel videos. I know you showed a big interest in the IntelliTravel as well.
Oh my God. I genuinely think they're one of the worst out there. Looking at their income disclosure statement, looking at how ridiculous the concept of it all is, I was like, how are so many people getting sucked into this? And the fact that they've really put a huge emphasis on recruitment last year, mm-hmm. I'd never even heard of them until someone tried to recruit me in about June last year.
That was the same for me, like, as well.
Yeah, I'd never even heard of them. They'd never come across my radar, nothing. And then it was so obvious it was a pyramid scheme when I got the recruitment message. And then I started really looking into them, and I was like, this is absolutely ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it worries me, the number of people that are sitting in the company now, not making any money. They're having that monthly fee go out every month, mm-hmm. and they're not making a penny, and it worries me.
Yeah, you know, you're bang on the mark there. It's the travel boom they're all waiting for.
Oh. Even though the travel industry has lost billions last year, and it's been so many redundancies, but IntelliTravel seem to think something else is going on, but...
And that's
it's so bizarre.
I can hear my dog. He's got a squeaky toy. That's not helpful, is it? So just for anybody who's going to be listening who doesn't really know IntelliTravel much, they're a travel booking company, basically, with an MLM element of recruiting, earning commission based off both recruiting and selling holidays, which at the minute, like you said, the big push on recruiting people is the only way people are earning money at the minute, because nobody's booking any holidays.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's so there's two sides of the business. There's the IntelliTravel travel booking side of it, and then there's Planet Marketing, who are the recruitment side of it. But with the kind of travel booking side of it, they don't get paid the commission for the holidays until 30 to 90 days after the holiday.
Until a few weeks ago, I was talking to a girl who was an ex-rep, and she was saying that. And even if they don't get the commission at all, if that holiday is then cancelled as well.
Yeah, Exactly. And a lot of them, I've spoken to a lot of kind of genuine travel agents who have worked for TUI and Hayes Travel, places like that. And they said the level of training that they've had to go through to become a qualified travel agent, they know these IntelliTravel reps aren't getting that level of training. With MLMs, there's no requirement or kind of criteria on who can join. I don't know. I've never been a travel agent. I could join, recruit more people and train them to become a travel agent, even though I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But the issue that would arise is simple enough to book a holiday. But if anything else comes up, they're not going to have the skill set and the training to be able to resolve those kind of issues.
And that's a conversation I had with somebody as well, that, you know, they've left, but they still in the last couple of months left the whole trying to sell the holidays because it wasn't working, but had sold one before Christmas and the customer's still waiting for the money back off the company.
Yeah.
And she, obviously she's not taken the money from them. The company has that they book through. So they're messaging her still about, and she said, I've got as little to do with this as you have, like I'm just the middleman. And it's that, like you said, it's the training that that's lacking to deal with those situations and where to go.
Exactly. Yeah, it's, I don't think there's anyone in there that's that the people that are kind of organizing the training, they're not going to have the knowledge of people that actually work in the industry. Obviously, there's some people that are going to be in there that may have been travel agents before, but the majority are just going to be, as all MLMs, people that are just looking for a bit of extra income. But when you're actually booking for someone to go abroad, you need to know what you're doing in case something goes wrong. And I don't think they're having that level of knowledge.
Yeah, me and my partner, we went to the Dominican and we had a rep on site, luckily, because we had an experience where we had to complain about our room, the aircon not working, and obviously over there it's absolutely roasting hot. So we were lucky that we had a rep on site who could sort that out, you know, because we didn't know who to go to otherwise. So like you said, it's having that, what happens if something happens on the holiday. I was doing some reading about them and I didn't realize as well that they were established in 1991.
I heard that as well.
Read that predominantly based in America at first, but established in 1991 according to their history section on their website, and didn't gain, this is the important bit as well, so they came to the UK in 2017, didn't gain ABTA status until 2019, which is quite frightening when you're booking a holiday.
Yeah, that is quite frightening. Wow, I didn't know that.
Apparently IntelliTravel have had to put in extra measures like the 4 mandatory training modules on GDPR, the packet travel regulations and customer service. And 100% pass rate is needed on those modules for them to become a travel rep. Now, I don't know who's doing the marking on that and who's helping who with those exams anyway.
Yeah, well, from the people that I've spoken with quite a few ex-IntelliTravel reps, and all of them said the same thing, that they went to do the modules and the person that recruited them gave them all of the answers. And it was just kind of like a multiple choice ABCD thing. They gave them the answers, they did it and passed. But obviously they're not gaining, they weren't actually learning anything because they were given all the answers. But it's, I've heard that story 5 or 6 times now. And I think that's quite, obviously it's an off the record thing that goes on within the pyramid. Not, it doesn't come from corporate, but that's worrying in itself as well.
Yes. I mean, in some ways, you want to play devil's advocate with it, really, don't you? Because having the ABTA protection in the first place is a good thing. They're one of the leading trade associations for tour operatives and travel agents in the UK. I know ATOL is probably more widely known.
Yeah.
But at least having APTA is something. But again, that doing the training, especially on, you know, the GDPR, having your personal details. I mean, you're dealing with people's passport numbers, all sorts of data, aren't you? That
yeah,
if you're
exactly.
not studying properly how to store that data, there's a problem.
It's really important. In any normal corporate company, GDPR is massive. They prioritize it so much. Like, I've worked in places before and we weren't even allowed like notepads in front of us. We had to mm-hmm. use whiteboards because they were so worried about us writing information down. We weren't allowed paper.
Yeah.
And like,
oh, a lot of it's electronically stored now,
exactly,
as well, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, crazy, crazy. So I wanted to talk as well about the, so you mentioned in one of your TikTok videos, the best way to look at these companies is looking at the Trustpilot reviews.
It's one of my, I wouldn't say it's the best way, but it's one of my favourite, like, it makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I'm sure,
I mean,
it
is one of the best is seen in the truth.
Oh,
I think,
yeah.
For people.
Yeah, definitely. And what I find amusing is that the Trustpilot reviews, they are all either 5-star or 1-star. There's no mm-hmm. real kind of in between.
Yeah.
Because the 5-star reps have been written by the distributors.
Yeah.
It's just really, it's quite amusing.
And the 1-stars are people who've had a really bad experience.
Yeah.
Exactly. But there doesn't seem to be many where, you know, I booked a holiday and it was fantastic. I don't think I've ever seen
no,
one.
I haven't either.
But I think this is where, I guess, the IntelliTravel MLM becomes different to other MLMs when you're looking online, because you Google these companies and they're always. I remember when I was in New Skin, like, that was like Google which US company is best for whatever. They tell you this when they're trying to recruit you, and you use that exact wording for a reason, because they've paid to have their,
to have that come up,
yeah, to have their websites right at the top, right? So you Google these companies and the companies pay to have all of their positive news and their websites
yeah.
come straight to the top. But with Trustpilot, you've got a bit more free rein with what
exactly.
you're reading. But yeah, you can really see some not so positive reviews on there, which I find quite funny.
Yeah, I find it funny as well. I've looked at a few of theirs and it's just the normal ones. People give it a 5-star review and then they just say, it's not a pyramid scheme. And it's like, why are you leaving a 5-star review to tell us it's not a pyramid scheme?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So strange.
So these, let's talk as well about the recruitment side of it. So
mm-hmm.
normally they're called something along the lines of a market partner or a distributor of some sort, but the independent travel agents, which is a nice name for them, I guess. They pay a sign-up fee of £142 to sign up.
Yes. Yep.
So they're not actively getting any product with that, like some
nope.
starter kit fees.
No, they pay an additional £32 a month as well. Obviously, there is no product. What they say is it's the training. You're paying £32 a month to get training, the best training in the industry, all of that kind of thing. But all they essentially are is a way to feed the pyramid. On Planet Marketing's site, it says that the monthly fees are admin fees. Like, an admin fee, we know, is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, it's absolutely insane. It's just a way for them to, as I said, get the money to feed the pyramid. There's no reason for it. £142. What do they get? Nothing.
And
it absolutely
that,
blows
I mean,
my mind.
Exactly. And I mean, you're not even being able to trade as an independent travel agent at that by paying that starter fee either, because the ABTA number you get is the IntelliTravel ABTA number.
Yeah.
So what you're paying for is a slice of their pie, but you stop
exactly.
doing it. You can no longer trade under that protection because it's not to you personally. Everybody uses the same number when
yeah.
they're booking these holidays for people. And as you know, they word it, don't they, the £32 a month is the commercial rates, and the booking engine, you know, the back office, they like to call it.
Oh, yeah.
The back office, access to the back office. But think of it in a way that the £32 monthly fee is the reason they have no sales targets. They don't have to sell so much product a month like other MLM-based companies, because they're paying regardless, whether you sell 500 holidays in a week, which would be pretty amazing. But, you know, you're paying the £32 to fund the, like you said, fund the pyramid.
Exactly. It goes towards nothing and they're not getting anything back. And that's what worries me. Like, if you add it up, if you did it for 6 months and didn't really make any money with them, which we know that most people aren't from the income disclosure, add that £32 every month. It's insane. Like, the amount of money that these people are losing, it does really concern me.
Mm-hmm. So, somebody kindly sent me the guides that they were sent when they signed up to IntelliTravel, which was nice of them. I don't know if you've seen anything like this before, but it gives you, it's like the you can share your screen on Zoom, can't you? We could do that. That's clever.
How do I do it?
Oh, it's my end. I do it somehow.
Oh.
Don't ask me how. I can somehow share. Oh, here we go. Open system preferences. Whatever. So basically, while that loads, to give myself permission to share to you, it's a getting started guide. The Travel Lifestyle Team. I don't know who they are. They must be. Have you noticed that as well? Everybody, it doesn't matter what MLM you're in, they all start their own little groups and names. Yeah. And something. Yeah.
Was it Travelpreneur? Travel Entrepreneur? Yeah, I've heard of that one.
You've heard of that one.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You've took the first steps in getting started as a travel business owner. Are you a travel business owner?
Are you a business owner? No.
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 Print off this guide or download, and remember, you can go back to it as and when you need to. So, I mean, it's 18 pages long. I mean, it's not exactly training you on all around the world knowledge, is it? And what to do if something happens on holiday and all of that rubbish. Now, I just want to allow Zoom access. Do you know what? I'll just read it to you because it'll quit
fine.
And reopen, and then we'll lose, and then it'll be a whole thing. So you've just become an independent travel agent. What now? You were reading this because one of our agents has just helped you become an independent travel agent. Amazing. Step one is wait for your welcome email. The first thing you need to do is wait for your welcome email from IntelliTravel. You will also receive a similar email from Planet Marketing if you've got started as a rep. So you don't automatically, I guess, sign up to be a rep to bring on other people. Yeah,
recruit. Yeah.
I guess you initially just sign up to sell holidays.
It depends on who signs you up. From the people I've spoken to a range of different people, and some people signed up with both straight away. So they were paying, you pay with Planet, I think you pay £14 to sign up, and then an additional £14 a month. So it takes their monthly fee up to £46.
What?
Yeah, you have to pay more to sign up with Planet, but obviously it's going to be so hard to make money back just as a travel agent without recruiting.
Yeah.
So the only way to be able to make good money is by signing up with Planet and recruiting.
And especially if you're waiting up to 90 days to get commission back.
Exactly.
Well, it's not even 90 days from booking, is it? You know, I could go to one of these people now and say, I want to book a holiday for August. I go on the holiday in August, and then it's between 60 and 90 days after I've been on the holiday, isn't it?
Yeah. After the holiday's been completed, it's insane.
So it could be November. They don't get paid for my holiday until November.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And
wow.
all that time, that £46 a month is still going out of their account.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They are one of the worst. Like that.
They
is,
are one of the
I've
worst.
I've never heard of something like that in my life.
I just think it's ridiculous. The whole concept of the company and the MLM is ridiculous. It just, it makes some of the other ones look like charities.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
You're not wrong at all. It does make some of them look like charities. It's, oh, it's, it is a real pyramid scheme example.
Oh, it's 100% a pyramid scheme.
There is literally no product. You're not
there's
paying.
No tangible product. Their product is booking travel. But what's the need for the two companies?
No.
If you're going to be an MLM, why have they got another company?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes no sense. What do Planet Marketing do? What's their product? It just makes no sense to me.
And I guess maybe that's why they split into two, so that if it were to happen, that hopefully it will one day, but if it was to happen that, you know, they were pulled up for looking like they're a pyramid scheme, they've got no affiliation with IntelliTravel.
Yeah. But I think it's to kind of cover their own backs a bit. That's what I think.
Yeah. Step two in this is important. It says, get your notepad out. Take note of your UK PIN, your IATA number. Oh, that's for you to be able to book, isn't it, having an IATA number?
I'm not sure.
I feel like I've heard that before. And the password they give you. You may change your password at a later date. Don't worry if it says ABTA number pending. Here it is. And then it gives you the ABTA number. So this is where I found out about the... So I went on the ABTA website and I looked. You can look up companies who are affiliated with ABTA. And I put in their number, which was on this form, as well as Googling, like... IntelliTravel, ABTA, you know, all of that. It's all available for everyone to look at. I mean, if anybody wants to, but it was basically, it was news articles. It was an actual, how do you word it? Like a news bulletin from ABTA about IntelliTravel joining them.
Oh. Because,
so I guess it's maybe a... It was a big thing for them.
Yeah.
And had to release it, like a press release about it. But that's where I got the information about it. It took them 2 years to fight to have ABTA protection on their bookings. And had to, they originally said that the training that IntelliTravel independent travel agents receive wasn't up to scratch. So they've had to put in modules, worked really closely with IntelliTravel to get them up to standard, basically.
Up to standards, yeah.
Which doesn't sound great, does it?
No,
I mean, it's a good
all.
Thing they have, because like you said, somebody, you know, there's some protection for these people who are booking holidays, getting them cancelled because of COVID. You know, you've got a bit of protection there, haven't you? Not exactly to get their money back, but somebody to complain to. You know, they have somebody to answer to, which is a lot more than most MLMs.
Nobody
to answer to. And this is where in this document here, it says, please note the credentials are not personal to you. They are credentials affiliated with IntelliTravel.
Oh, my God. But they're business owners. They own their own travel agency.
Yeah. They're independent. You know, they're all business owners, but don't dare trade apart from IntelliTravel. Oh, wow. But yeah, this document's quite funny. It does give you screenshots of like how they access their training, but it says the next step after is make sure you've been tagged in unit one.
Oh, what's unit one?
Your sponsor, the person who introduced you to this business, sometimes referred to as your upline, should have tagged you in your first unit in our Travelpreneur training portal. Named Unit 1, welcome, please start your training here. You can go back to this unit at any time by clicking units in the menu tab on the Facebook group. So this will be the group for these travelpreneur people, won't it? This isn't national for IntelliTravel.
No, it will just be for that kind of team.
Oh, but you know, that's how you get your training. You're tagged in it on Facebook, so that's good.
Oh, wow. Professional.
No, not professional at all. And then this is how you get, the next step is this is how you get access to your back office, and then your UK regulatory training is in the back office. So, yeah, it's a strange way to get started, isn't it? I'll tag you on Facebook in your training, so make sure you do that. Like, what? Yeah, crazy. I don't know much about the guy who owns he's the president of IntelliTravel, isn't he? I've seen, I need to get his name up. I should have got that up.
I don't know. When I've seen photos of him, he looks a bit scary.
Yeah, like, frightening. He does. He looks. Yeah, he does. James Ferreira.
Oh, that's Ferreira. It. Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch some YouTube clips of him in the last year. You know, even some of them being in the last 6 months. He's been on like CNBC in America having. Interviews about how well his company's doing, you know, and the sales surges on cruises and holidays. So, you know, making his company look fantastic. But really, nobody's gone on them. We're back in lockdown. Who's gone on these holidays?
I know, exactly. And my understanding is that IntelliTravel aren't actually a big MLM in America. When I look at kind of other anti-MLM creators, they rarely talk about IntelliTravel.
Yeah.
They've got their big ones. They've got Herbalife and Arbonne, Monet. Yeah, they're the big ones.
Monet.
but yeah, these, despite the fact they're an American company, I think they are more prevalent over here.
Yeah, same. I agree. I never see them talked about really. So they released their income disclosure statement not too long ago.
Yes, they did.
Which had some exciting reading.
Oh, it did.
Pull that one up as well. And, you know, it does actually show it. Like, it's really important that these companies carry on releasing them because it's one of those things where you can only go off what somebody who's trying to recruit you is telling you without having access to these documents.
It's a shame that it's not a legal requirement across all MLMs to release them.
Yeah, I mean,
that's something.
Yeah.
If I could change something about the way, I would change a lot of things about the way that MLMs operate, but one of the biggest things, if they're not going to be banned, would be that they legally have to release one every year. If you're a network marketing company, you should have to release one, because it's a lose-lose situation for them, because if they do release one, it doesn't make them look good.
Nope.
There's no way that they can really word it that makes them look like everyone's succeeding, because it's not true. However, it allows people to make a more kind of informed decision about joining if they know that information is out there. Planet Marketing, they tend to release one every year.
So is it Planet or IntelliTravel who've released
Planet release it, because IntelliTravel technically isn't, you can't recruit with IntelliTravel unless you're signed up with Planet.
That's why I couldn't find it just now on IntelliTravel website. But when I was just trying to look for it, it did come up. There is a section about Atoll, air travel organizer's license, basically. IntelliTravel does not yet hold an Atoll, though it is the company's intention to do so. In the meantime, many of the flights and flight-inclusive holidays on this website are financially protected by Atoll Financial Protection Scheme through our supplier partners.
I think so, because they book holidays through TUI and things like that. Because obviously TUI would be Atoll protected.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're
that's
referring
how they
to.
Get away with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me get this one up now. I did have a look at this. I think you sent it. I'm sure it might have been you who sent me this.
Yeah, I think I did send
it. Yeah, I did have a look at it at the time. Oh, come on. Income disclosure. Here we go. So a rep, this one made me laugh because a rep whose estimated average hours worked per week are 2, which in what planet or
how can they estimate universe, that?
Yeah, does that even happen?
Where's Let's that fit? It says that they have estimated that. They can't estimate that.
No.
Like, no.
90%. They don't know. Yeah.
They don't know how much these reps will have been doing something probably 7 days a week. I guarantee they're not going to be doing it for two hours a day.
Of course you're
for
not.
For 1 day a week. They're not.
But 2 hours a week.
Yeah, exactly. So they're not going to.
No.
None of them are doing that.
They're going to need to advertise a lot more than that to get.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That estimated figure is a load of crap.
It is. I agree.
Percentage of active independent representatives at this level so is 97.68%. So 97.68% of all of the active independent representatives are at this bottom level.
Yeah. Earning $150 something a year.
Yep. Average $154.14 a year.
Which is less than £142 to sign up.
And your monthly fee.
And the monthly fee. So those people are losing money. 97.68% mm-hmm. are not making money. It's worrying.
Yeah, and the complete other end of the scale. So the six star directors.
Directors.
Yeah, whatever a 6-star director is.
Yeah.
Estimated working hours per week is 60 plus. What planet do you want to do that on?
When you get to that level of an MLM.
Yeah, where's the financial freedom?
Yeah. But also, they're not going to be sitting there. If you got to 6-star director
mm-hmm.
and you're earning, how much was it? 800 grand?
Yeah, an average. Yeah, 857.
They're not going to be sitting there cold messaging people, trying to recruit people. They've done all that already. They're going to be doing a Zoom call once a week.
Yeah, like, the ones who come into the Zoom calls, like celebrities, like
they
do the guest appearances, don't they, on all their down, like I've seen the videos, they're so cringy. And that's something we're going to talk about in another episode, by the way, about cults and how people worship the higher ups, because it's really interesting. But anyway, sidetracked. only 0.01% of their active independent representatives are at that level. I mean, what confuses me, so they're saying that their reps who are at this level average work 60 plus hours a week, but when they sell you this opportunity, they tell you all about getting yourself passive income, on the road to financial freedom. What's freeing about working 60 plus hours a week?
Yeah, they sell it as time freedom as well. There's no time freedom in this at all.
And that is completely not a passive income. You know, having another house that you rent out is a passive income. You're not actively doing anything for that money every month.
Exactly, it's insane.
Absolutely nuts. Absolutely, but it's always crazy.
The people that are earning that amount of money, we know how they're doing it. They're doing it at the expense of people they've recruited beneath them, losing money. That's how the whole thing works.
All of these people below them, you know, the 97.68% of people who are stuck at the first level, that's who's paying them.
Exactly.
Their monthly fees that they're paying are paying them.
Exactly. It's insane.
I mean, the more you think about it, like you said, it's scary. This is one of the ones that scares me the most in terms of growing more rapidly in the UK with, you know, this inevitable travel boom, because people are desperate to go on holiday. aren't they?
Yeah.
Absolutely desperate. After the year we've had, you know, a year yesterday, wasn't it, from the first lockdown, people are wanting to get abroad. And they're really selling it in there. For them, it's kind of great for recruiting because that's your main selling point, isn't it?
Like, yeah, exactly.
You know, all people are going to be buying holidays. It's a perfect time to get signed up with us. You're going to make, you know, you're going to make all this money. You don't know what the future holds. And
no,
I don't think all the thousands and thousands of people, like how many is it who've lost their jobs altogether in the travel booking industry?
So, I had the figure and I can't, it's worldwide. It was, I think it was over 2 million, but in the UK, I know TUI alone cut, I think it was like 70,000 jobs. Obviously that includes cabin crew and pilots and people across the whole industry.
Even the reps that you have on site.
Yeah. And genuine travel agents have lost their jobs.
Yeah. And nobody saw that coming. Like, nobody saw this coming.
No, completely unprecedented. And I just don't know. The thing that they also need to remember is no one's got any money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst time economically for years. And not everyone has got that money to be able to go on an all-inclusive. Like,
no.
A lot of people, yeah, they want to go on holiday, but I predict that a lot of people will be staying in the UK, going on kind of camping holidays and things, because people can't afford. A lot of people can't afford to go abroad at the minute.
Yeah, no, you're completely right. And they do sell staycations, don't they? They do sell the UK base, which is probably the only bits of money that these guys have earned in the last year, in the breaks in between.
Their commission is so poor as well. Like, the commissions, what they get paid is really low. So I spoke to one girl who booked, I think she booked like a £600 staycation, and she only earned about, how much did she earn? I think she earned about 50 quid from it.
Wow.
Or it might have even been less than that. It was less than 10% what she earned. And it's just,
the figures advertised are completely wrong as well, aren't they? Yeah.
And there's like additional costs that come out of it as well.
Like,
she broke it down. Like, I think if you book an abroad holiday, there's some kind of tax that comes out of it. I haven't looked that deeply into it, but it's not as straight as, because they advertise it that you get 10% commission from the booking provider, and then the rep gets 70% of that 10%. But the people that I've spoken to have all said the same thing, that they got a lot less than what they calculated they were going to get, because they add all these other kind of deductions from it as well,
costs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's terrible.
I know. It's
terrible. And one of the more popular ones that's upcoming as well. Them and what's the other one? FM World. That's a whole nother episode as well, isn't it?
FM World.
You'll have to come back and do your special on that one. I think, I don't even know where to start with that. I think, you know, and I've got another episode planned with an ex-rep who is going to tell her story of, you know, coming on board, the training, what she actually received and how she left, and the backlash between leaving and from other people as well, which will be an interesting one. But, you know, having their income disclosure statement really does highlight all that's wrong with that company.
Absolutely. I mean,
their figures are shocking, like that. And I don't want to upsell any other MLMs, but if you're gonna pick one, I wouldn't say go for IntelliTravel, Planet Marketing.
No, absolutely not. The figures are abysmal,
absolutely crazy. Crazy. I've got this. This is the bit I came preloaded ready with. So I've got somebody else sent me as well some screenshots she received from people trying to recruit her into IntelliTravel. Now, this girl runs I'll keep her anonymous anyway, but she runs a travel Instagram page, basically. She likes traveling. And was attempted a recruit on somebody. So she put, this girl found me through a J1 sponsor Facebook group. I guess that's the visa booking to go and go over to America, like that type of visa. After a bit of small talk with me, giving very short answers, she went quiet for a couple of days and then sent the second message and confirmed my initial suspicions. So yeah, it looks like she'd replied to some of her stories or something about having to possibly come back from the US because of COVID or whatever. And she put, "Oh, that's so frustrating. Are you going to be deferring till next year?" And this lady who sent them in put, "I sure am." And she put, "That's amazing. Honestly, it's the best thing I've ever done. We're planning on traveling afterwards as well." I think she was like working at a camp over there or something.
Yeah.
And she put, "Yep, we'll do that instead next year." And then, so that was on the 29th of June. So she went quiet until the 1st of July. And then the girl comes back with, "Hey," with loads of whys. "So I was thinking last night and had to message you this morning. I hope you don't mind me mentioning this, but as you love travel so much, it would be silly for me not to." Of course it would be silly for her not to. "I have an online travel business, which means I earn commissions back on all travel I book, whether for myself or others." I hate when they say that, by the way, that they earn commission back on their own booking.
Yeah.
I hate that. You just give yourself a little bit of cash back out of your booking.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not earning any commission from yourself. That's not a thing. You can't earn commission out of your own pocket. You've gave yourself a discount that you benefit from 3 months down the line when you've been and come back. You get a bit of pocket money back. "I personally thought it was a no-brainer and I really think it could benefit you. So I just thought I'd see if it's something you'd be interested in looking at. No worries if not, but never any harm in hearing more." And this girl put back, "LOL, knew this would be coming. I'm all good, thanks." And the girl's put some laughing faces back to her. She put, "This did make me laugh. I do it as well and can travel loads. Have you looked into it before?" And she put, "Honestly, I get at least one person messaging me like this a week, so knew there would be a message coming about an MLM business." And the girls put back to her, "The thing with this is that you don't need to do the business building side. You can just focus on the travel. That's completely up to you." Which I found very misleading, because we all know you don't earn any money through that. You can't focus just solely on selling holidays because you don't earn anything to live on from just selling holidays. She's also put, "Throughout my full-time job and even when I went to camp, though I was earning, just thought it was a massive benefit. It would be a massive benefit to you as well." It's not going to be a massive benefit. It's actually going to be a hindrance, but thank you for that.
Exactly. And it will only benefit her because she'll be earning money off the back of her.
So whoever, say I signed up to Planet Marketing to recruit, you know, you sign me up, you're my upline. My monthly fee, do you get a monthly percentage of that fee?
They get a share of it, I believe, but they also get a recruitment bonus. I think they get £35 for everyone they personally recruit.
Yeah.
But yeah, they would surely get a percentage of the fee as well. The thing with Planet Marketing is they don't have a like a public compensation plan, not that I could find.
No.
I might have to do a bit of digging, but and get back to you on that. But I think they get a percentage of the fee.
Yeah, it's that's sad, very sad. She sent some others as well. I see that's a tactic nowadays as well, where they send voice notes so you can't bloody print screen them, which is annoying.
It's funnier though because you can screen record them.
Yeah, I mean, some of them can be cringy, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
She sent another, this was a random one she received on Instagram. She put, I have a travel account and I followed this girl trying to grow my account. And she followed me back in April and messaged then. But as you can see that I didn't reply, so she tried again. This is when I decided to play along for research purposes. Don't we all? I particularly enjoyed the line on the second from the last screenshot. She said, I can only help you if you're prepared to help yourself. That's awful. She put, hi, Rachel. Hey, Rachel, how are you? Thanks for the follow. It's been returned. I know this is strange because we've never spoken, but I love your page and I see you like your travel too. I'm on a mission to spread positivity, so I'm seeing if you're coping okay in these troubled times. Yeah, right.
Oh my God.
So she's replied, she put, hey, I'm not too bad, just trying to keep myself busy and plan 101 trips for when this is over. How are you doing? Have you had to cancel much? And the girl's put back, yeah, I hear you. I was 6 months into my 20-month trip. What? 20-month trip? But I had to come home, but it is what it is. Where is the first place you plan to travel? And then she's not replied to her after that. I guess she saw it coming in the
mall. Yeah.
I have seen some people, so these IntelliTravel, what do they call themselves if they recruit people? I know they're independent travel agents when they're selling holidays, but do they switch names when they're recruiting people? Uplines.
They're just called, yeah.
Well, I do see when I've been looking, you know, on some of the Instagram pages and the Facebook groups that they run, they do go on, they're on a permanent holiday to make it look good for their Instagram page.
Yeah. I've seen that as well. They take loads of pictures on their holidays and try and it's a recruitment technique, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm. And to use it saying, I'm earning money off traveling myself.
Yeah.
No, you're getting a discounted trip. There's a very big difference. The very, very big difference. I mean, one of the people, I think it might have been this lady who sent me these messages, to be honest, was telling me that you know, that they're not even that discounted. They're not even, you know, you could go on these travel, I could go on these travel websites myself and book them for the same price, if not a tiny bit cheaper. And I guess that shows that, you know, MLM products are normally expensive as it is, for what they are, aren't they? The skincare stuff in other companies, they've always got a bit of an inflated price. So
yeah, exactly. They need the commission to feed the pyramid. So
feed the pyramid.
Feed all the levels of it. So yeah, they are usually expensive.
I think it's Miss Spon Lee who has a very good video on that. She got all the print screens of her going through booking to find out how much it would cost her to what an independent travel agent was advertising on her Facebook post. But yeah, if I can find that, I'll link it below. Yeah, she just seems to get a lot of them from running a travel account. And I guess that's what they aim for, isn't it?
Recruiting. Yeah.
It's perfect PR stunt for them, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. I've spoken to a lot of people that have travel accounts and say they get recruited all the time because even if they just have the word travel in their username, it makes them easier to find. But yeah.
Crazy. So what's the plans for YouTube next? What's coming on there?
I'm actually thinking of doing an IntelliTravel video first because I'm quite vocal on my TikTok about how much I despise them. So,
that's why I thought you'd be a really good guest for this episode on IntelliTravel, because you have thoroughly researched how thoroughly you hate them, and I love that.
Yeah. So yeah, I think they might be my first one, my first kind of longer one, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, is that what it's for? Are you aiming to do like deep dives that are longer on there? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So I can go into more detail and kind of say everything I want to say, which I'm restricted on TikTok.
Yeah, it's they're only 60 seconds or something, aren't they?
Yeah, 60 seconds. I normally have to do kind of two or three parts, which makes it quite difficult, but yeah, it'll be easier on YouTube. It just takes longer to record and longer to kind of edit them.
Mm-hmm. a bit more of a process to it.
Yeah,
I'm finding that with this podcasting as well. I didn't realise the editing that goes into them. You know, when I read out names, I shouldn't, and things like that. And I'm like, oh God, yeah, I better go back and take that out. So how long, like, I mean, you've had some pretty viral videos on TikTok as well, haven't you? You've had some that's had quite a few views on. Massive. Yeah,
the ones, my most amount of views was at the weekend. I'd put a video that got 1.6 million. But it wasn't MLM related, which was annoying. It was about Shoe Zone.
I saw that. That made me laugh. I was laughing at that video. I did with the guy's surname Foot and stuff. Really, it really made me laugh. I suggest everybody go and watch that. It was funny. But how long was it when you started uploading MLM content to where your content really started kicking off? Because you've got a good amount of followers on there too, haven't you? Like 35,000 or something crazy like that.
To be honest, the biggest surge was right at the start.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did my first video, it was, I look at it now and I'm like, it was cringy, but it was my first videos I did. It was like rating UK MLMs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like, it was just had music in the background, and I put the picture of the MLM and did like three bullet points. And the first one of those I did, I think it got about 300,000. But because there was no one really from the UK that did anti-MLM content on TikTok.
Yeah.
And there's no one, as far as I know, there's no one else that consistently does it either.
No.
So I guess in a way I've kind of found a niche with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how the following grew. But yeah, right at the start, back in end of November, start of December, that's when I gained nearly 10,000 followers in quite a short space of time.
That's a lot. Like, you know, when you're talking about like 1.1 million or something crazy, like, how does that make you feel when that many people have watched it?
It's terrifying. It's scary, but yeah, it's exciting. It's fun.
Now talk to me about the feedback you get from your TikToks, both positive and negative.
The majority is positive. Mm-hmm. So I've got quite a few people that consistently like and comment on my videos, and they're like, it's the same people, they comment on all of them, and they're all really supportive. But with TikTok, because the videos tend to reach a much larger amount of people than YouTube does,
yeah,
it inflates the number of kind of negative trolls, mm-hmm, that are on there.
And especially, I guess they're a bit bitter because they're not allowed to upload anything on TikTok,
exactly,
anymore. I mean, I reported one the other day on TikTok, actually, because I'm a little grass. But I reported one the other day advertising the, I can't even remember what it was. I didn't even finish watching it. I just reported it. But that probably sends them in a frenzy that you can do your content.
They can't do theirs.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff do they say in the comments?
Normally, I get the same type of comment. So the funniest one that I get is, you don't know what you're talking about. You haven't done your research. And I'm like, I've been doing anti-MLM content for 5 months. Do you really think
I've got this far research,
having not done research? I like the one, just because you failed in an MLM doesn't mean you've got to slate them all.
That's my favourite.
I have never done an MLM.
I failed in an MLM. And yes, that's why I slate them. Because you're built to fail in MLM.
Yeah, they're designed to fail. I also get, why are you bashing women? Like, why do you hate women so much? You're bashing people for trying to make money. And I'm like, what kind of a psycho would I be if the whole reason I do this is because I have a problem with people making money? Like, no, of course I want people to make money, but statistically they're not going to.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I talk about it. They're the three kind of most common ones I get. And I will say primarily the negative comments are from FM world reps. 9 times out of 10, it's from someone in FM. And then the other side of it, they just call me fat. They say stuff about my hair, stuff like that. That stuff doesn't bother me, but none of it really bothers me.
Productive to say.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
they go for something low blowing, which is
It just makes me laugh.
Ugh. What are they like? Yeah, the ones, like you were saying, the ones that say you're bashing women. I mean, I'm pretty sure you would still do the content if it was all male.
Exactly.
I know that it's MLM territory is more female dominated, but you know, there are some men in them and they're just as silly as the women.
Exactly. I'm making a video about, there's an MLM called the IM Mastery Academy. They used to be called iMarkets Live.
Oh, I've heard of iMarkets Live. I guess they've renamed then. I didn't know.
They've renamed because of a lot of bad press. They basically sell courses on how to trade Forex. And that is a predominantly male market, and the way that they do things is so different to the kind of boss babe girl boss type things.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to make a video on that, and that's probably going to reach a different demographic than
I can't wait to see that. That'll
but
be a good one.
They're awful.
Have you spoke to any like ex reps?
Not yet. I'm still trying to find some.
Wow.
They're not they're quite big in America, but there is quite a few people over here that do it as well. But it was quite hard to get my head around it because they're a straight up pyramid scheme scam. And I'm like, how have I not looked into this company before? But yeah, they're quite an interesting one.
Wow. That'll be a good one to watch. Yeah, I've heard about the ones, you know, that the Forex, and me and Laura touched on it a bit in the last episode, but Laura kind of agreed as well, but I don't know anything about trading stocks and shares. And I think that's where they get you in those kind of MLMs because it's hard to learn, isn't it, without help.
They prey on people's lack of knowledge as opposed to the kind of things that the girl boss at MLMs prey on. Mm-hmm. But they don't actually, the reason it's so weird is they basically sell courses on how to trade Forex. They don't actually do the trading. They send you like demo accounts and they teach you how to do it. But the thing that's so strange about it is it's an MLM. So what's the point in the MLM? If the course was that good, would you not just buy the course and go on your way?
Mm-hmm.
In an MLM, a lot of it is about retention and retaining their distributors. So from the kind of research I've done into them already, a lot of people have said that they don't actually want you to leave the MLM and become a trader.
No.
They want you to keep buying training. And it's not until you realise that that's what they're trying to do. It's just a really strange
behavior.
One. Yeah, but they have no product. They've got no tangible product at all.
Wow.
But they're an interesting one. I need to do a little bit more research into them. But
yeah, I can't wait to see that. That'll be a good one.
I cannot
wait to see that. So I'm doing this thing at the end of every episode where I'm going to read out some horror stories from people who send them me. What do you know about? I know it's not in. I mean, I haven't on the MLM. I've got a Google form that you can fill in on the Instagram page. And this is where I get the horror stories from. I haven't had any that are in Teletravel based yet. So
yeah.
What do you know about Tropic?
Oh, Tropic. So my experience with Tropic is I made a video and I said, I genuinely think Tropic are a bit different. I think they run things a bit more ethically. I said that I've heard really good things about the products. The CEO, mm-hmm. Susie Ma, seems really genuine, really transparent. And then I said, what I don't agree with is this business model, because this business model exploits so many women. And I made this video about 2 months ago. And then about a month ago, I had an Instagram message from Susie, the CEO.
Whoa.
Asking to do a Zoom call with me. And I had a Zoom call with her. She was really nice. Gave me all of her backstory and that. And then she said, So I've watched your video and it broke my heart, and loads of my ambassadors are really heartbroken about it. And she really played on my heartstrings and basically manipulated me into deleting this 59 second long video, which was mostly positive. And when I say this video wasn't my usual content, it wasn't. It was, compared to some of the other reviews I've done, it was really positive. And I deleted it. And then I was like, I spoke to Miss Sponley, Victoria, mm-hmm. and she was like, she's manipulated you into deleting it. I was like, she has.
You didn't even realise.
Then she sent me an email saying, hi, I really want to send you some free products. And then I emailed back. I was like, no.
You
manipulated me into deleting this video. And that in itself, the ironic thing is, that made me realise that they are no different to the rest of them. Mm-hmm. So I have my beef with Tropic that I didn't have before.
You've now and got one. She's I made you have it. One. And especially exactly. if you were praising them a bit, like, what was she exactly. upset about? What was she, what was she upset no, about?
It was ever so slightly negative, and she asked me to delete it. And I did, and I'm annoyed at myself.
Oh,
it is what it is. But I assume you have a horror story about Tropic.
Yeah, so this person wishes to remain anonymous. But I joined under someone recommended by a friend after a previous bad experience. I wanted someone committed to actually training people under them. So maybe she was in another MLM, I'm not sure. I introduced a person to my upline who I'd been talking about the opportunity to, and I've worked hard to give her all the info, lent her my kit, etc. And then my upline recruited that person directly under them. So she didn't even get to recruit her for her own friend in the end. Her upline recruited her under herself.
Oh my God.
My upline mentored and trained the other person, ignoring my calls and messages with questions, etc. I ended up being hospitalised for something serious and was really sick. I heard nothing from my upline or my now ex-friend. While in hospital, I had continued to work the business and had sold £2,000 worth of product. While she was in hospital.
Oh my God.
Stunned I'd done that well. I thought in a monthly shout out email, I might get a mention, because, you know, it's motivating to be praised, which it is, isn't it? You know, when you're even in a normal workplace, it's nice to be told you're doing well. Instead, she mentioned her person of the month was a friend of hers who had sold a couple hundred quid's worth of product while all under the stress of moving home. I didn't even get mentioned as one of the bigger sellers of the month. I mean, £2,000 in product, that is a big... That is a... I mean, you'd be competing with, like, makeup counters.
Yeah, exactly.
I asked my upline why, and she said, oh, you were only the 12th highest seller of the month. I mentioned again that I'd overcome a hospital stay, major surgery and recovery, during which time I still sold all of that. And she said, oh, I didn't know. Now, that sounds pretty petty reading it back, but it really deflated me. I don't think it sounds petty.
I don't think it does.
You know, you're working towards approval off these people, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
I never heard from her again, and she oozed all over my now ex-friend, who was given people to join under her by her upline to bolster her to manager status. That's the one, isn't it? That happened when I joined my MLM, actually. I went through someone, she signed me up and then was like, oh, I'll put you on a call with your upline. And I was like, what? I thought you were my upline. Like, that that made no sense to me. But it does make sense to them, doesn't it? Because they have to strengthen all their legs on the pyramid so they can promote themselves. She said, I was never offered anyone to join under me and I just gave up. I wanted to do well at it, so I stupidly waited 6 months and rejoined under another manager. That manager was better, but was being treated badly by her upline, who tried to get her to spend a fortune on some really dodgy stuff that she couldn't afford. And then she put in brackets Lighthouse, which I don't know what that is. I've not heard of Lighthouse.
No, I don't know what that is.
Which is basically another cult. That might be another one you might want to investigate.
Oh my God, I haven't heard of them.
She was massively sucked into it all, and I just felt like if you didn't take part, you'd be ostracized. She couldn't afford that stuff, but in the end went anyway because of how she was being excluded if she didn't. Oh my gosh. And that really, you know, have you watched the Vice documentary that Roberta Blevins did about leaving LuLaRoe?
Yeah.
She was talking about they were all kind of almost forced into all going to get weight loss surgery together, because if you didn't, you were kind of ostracized. So it sounds exactly the same. I mean, they're all the same, aren't they? They don't discriminate between which business you join in. It's all similar.
It is, yeah. I'm yet to come across one that I genuinely think are different.
Yeah, I can't think of any. I was about to say any good MLMs. That would be the point of this podcast, yes. There are no good MLMs. But I think it's a bit annoying, because there have been some products over the years that I've, like, some Avon products are really good. And then when I decided, no, I'm not actually going to buy from anybody ever again, you know, there are some things I think, oh, that's really annoying, because that was good. And the Body Shop, I've never bought off a rep, but I have it. I won't shop in store anymore either. I don't know if I'm just I'm just spiting myself by doing that.
but there's alternatives to all of these products out there, and they will be cheaper.
There is a hand cream in there I love, and I cannot find one similar to anything.
Oh no.
But I'm like, no, I won't do it. I won't do it. But yeah, it is a shame. But I'm glad this lady in the horror story is no more with Tropic. It sounded like, to be honest, that I don't even want to say good at it, but was selling the product wise.
Yeah.
It sounds like she could have been, you know, with the right. And you don't want to support them, do you? But with the right support of it in an upline.
Yeah.
You know,
she could have done well, yeah.
She could have done really well, but we don't want you to, so we're glad that you haven't. So before we wrap up and end, tell everybody your socials and where they can watch you and everything else.
So the main place is TikTok. My username is hattie.louise. And on YouTube it is Hattie Louise without the dot.
Without the dot.
Without the dot.
I'm excited to see what's coming on your YouTube page.
I mean
when I saw you'd uploaded it yesterday, I was like, ah, I need to watch that. But no, I can only see it getting better and better for you. I mean, you're already TikTok famous anyway. That's the thing, quite. Isn't it? TikTok famous. But no, thank you for coming on. I appreciate
it. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you again to Hattie for joining me on this episode. I really enjoyed it. I'd love to have her on again if she'd want to come back. I hope she does. I'll link her platforms in the description bar of whichever platform you're listening through. This is part one of an IntelliTravel series, and the next episode I'm joined by an ex-IntelliTravel rep, and you honestly do not want to miss that episode. I was absolutely mind blown by some of the stuff she told me. That will be our next Sunday. But I have a special midweek episode for you as well this week with Nikki, where we talk about all the nonsense MLMs try to portray. So don't miss that one. Thanks again for listening, and please like and share the podcast if you enjoyed it. It really helps me out. See you next time.